The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Delaney, hoping you had a fabulous weekend as we kick things off here on America Tonight. This week, you know, it's going to be about whether or not Obama's going to get his almost $4 billion in emergency money to help with the situation at the border, and whether or not John McCain's bill to use ankle monitors for those that aren't getting back to their deportation hearings, make that become a reality for anyone who crosses over the border, and how the flow of immigration is going to work as we're running out of space for housing some of these kids. So let's start with that. The Sunday swirl, what I call the talking heads on the tube. That's what it's all about Sunday morning. We're all about the situation at the border. We're all about the flock of immigrants and what was happening with the Border Patrol and the governors wanting to call out the National Guard and not in support of what's happening with the president and saying that it's time to just do what we need to do in our own states. You know, governors have these meetings almost quarterly in various areas, and that's been a big bone of contention. Maybe we just need to handle this statewide and not worry so much about what federally is happening. Can we warehouse these illegal children, and should we be doing it, and to what extent should we be doing it? Very troublesome questions. If there was ever a time for Congress to step up and answer them, because they represent you and me, you elected whoever it was in your area to stand up in Congress and act and speak. Mike McCall, the congressman from Texas, who's also the chair of House Homeland Security, says, "I think we have to act soon." He was on Fox on Sunday. He said, if we don't do something now, imagine where we'll be if we continue to allow this to happen. But we have to do it in a humane, compassionate way. I'm not in favor of building big warehouses in the United States to warehouse these kids. And that's what it would come down to. It seems almost like camps. And when you say that word in this country, people shudder. What do you do? Build some giant warehouses, flop them up so that you can have the kids there and then return them back home. You have parents paying drug cartels thousands of dollars to smuggle their kids through Mexico and into the United States. And this is part of exploiting a 2008 law that prevents immediate deportation of kids from countries that don't border the United States. This is something that's not being talked about a lot. That's part of what's happening here. Now, Republicans say change this law now. That's so that only kids who have legitimate asylum requests are not immediately sent to their home countries. McCall said he doesn't know where these stories are coming from, that the situation isn't as dire. He visited the border, saw some, he said, incredible stories of young kids and their mothers, but also saw some 17-year-olds who looked like they were in gangs and like a threat. This is the problem. The $221 million for border security isn't enough. The president wants almost $4 billion to do something about the Border Patrol, to handle the influx of kids crossing the border from Central America. But we could put down on a piece of paper all the problems with that. Do you really want a big warehouse? Do you want ankle monitors? How quickly can you turn these kids around? And how can you separate them from everybody else coming into the funnel, how do you stop them from getting away and assimilating in some community? And that's also very, very scary. What do you think, America? You want to throw in your 2 cents? Let me give you the digits. I'm always inviting you on 24/7. Whether you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, have an opinion. This is your country and mine, and this is the time to have your voice be heard. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The mailbag certainly was filled with opinions on the crisis at the southern border, and we'll hit those coming up a little bit later this next hour coming up, or coming up rather this hour. We'll hit that up and see what you think of the border and what's going on there. Humane, not humane, warehousing, not warehousing them. The president, to me, when they came up with this policy, they really dropped the ball because they didn't have a plan for what they were going to do and how this was going to cripple the Border Patrol agents. How could they not know that? Of course they're going to be overrun. Of course that was going to happen. And how do you speed up deportations? You have to speed them up. And then you have other people saying, well, that sends mixed signals. Wouldn't it send crazy signals if we're warehousing kids? So what's the right thing to do? Detain the people, send them back, and that's it? And what about Mexico? Mexico is helping themselves. Why aren't they helping the situation? What are they doing on their side of the border? And the answer is not very much. They simply get in, they simply go in from Central America into Mexico, and that's it, and they move on from there. You have to figure, why aren't they stopped? And how many of the kids, I would want to know this for sure, how many of the kids are between the ages of 14 and 17? And how many fall into the category of 8-year-olds with a note pinned to them? And do the kids have adults with them or not? I mean, these are the facts we need to know. And so if we're going to push $4 billion out into this, we need to know the specifics. Why are we always so vague on the details? Is it because they don't want us to know the details? It seems that way to me. Why don't we know the specifics? Why don't we have some of the numbers that we need to hear as Americans to really get a better handle on what's happening? Let us make up our own minds, but you have to give us clearly the true story of what's happening. In the border, especially between Mexico and Texas, especially. Stay with us. Odds and Ends coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth, and I don't care. Could you look me in the eye and tell me that you're happy now? Would you dance to my face and have the pen erased? Are you happy now?
Odds and ends. Here on America Tonight, topping odds and ends, we have to talk about the situation in Yemeni, where you've got these threats of undetectable terrorist bombs. A couple of weeks ago, we had a conversation here on America Tonight with Jeff Adicott, and this is the latest thing that they know they have solid information on. The fact that in Syria, the terrorists there and some of the Yemeni bomb makers have joined forces, and they've got these virtually undetectable bombs. Even Eric Holder, for once, you hardly hear him ever make any comments about this, but he says it's the most frightening thing that he's seen as the Attorney General. So take that for whatever you want to take it at face value. But if these are undetectable bombs, can you imagine the kind of havoc that that could cause? The direct flights, the nonstop flights from coming in to the United States with frankly, a bomb that's undetectable. And this is exactly the kind of thing that we've been talking about. The planes aren't, you know, when we had the 9/11 attacks, the conversation was, well, now we're gonna have the solid door in the cockpit, and we're gonna have air marshals, and geez, now we're gonna take off our shoes, no liquids, anything that was a possible threat, we started to try to figure out what we could do to stop it, although it was almost laughable with the TSA. It was laughable. But now the severity of these undetectable bombs, it's, I think, the only thing I've ever agreed with Eric Holder on. The potential is incredibly troubling. ISIS, this group that is all about the power grab in Iraq and Syria. Imagine what they would want to do on any of these flights from the U.S. to, or from whatever area in Europe or Asia or anywhere, directly to the United States. That's why all of a sudden turn on your cell phones, and if you don't have power, you're not taking the cell phone on any electronic device, because this is exactly the information that they have, that the Yemeni bomb makers and all the people involved in it knew exactly what they were doing, and that's what they're focusing on. So how do we fight this? That we're not even talking about testing this or false fear, that this is exactly what could happen in the West. Exactly what can happen. Very, very scary, I think. Because undetectable is one, detectable is one thing. Undetectable is a completely different thing. Undetectable means exactly that. Means getting on the plane, having the power to blow up the plane, and then have whoever on the other side saying, how did this happen? How could this happen? How much money have we spent on security? Because these bomb makers are oh so clever. Speaking of being oh so clever, this is an interesting fair or foul. Investigators are really using the drones and all kinds of crazy, crazy, crazy new ways. Did you ever think a remote-controlled piece of aircraft could catch someone cheating on their spouse, lying about their disabilities, and even doing something to possibly harm their kids? But that's exactly what some private investigators say is happening. So they've gotten those drones that can get in close and can see things. It's called the Phantom 2 Vision Quadcopter. It doesn't even actually cost that much, but you can easily hover that thing above somebody safely away where they wouldn't necessarily know and take pictures of them. And apparently some detectives are actually using it instead of this slumping down in the car seat, taking the clandestine photos of a tryst somewhere or whatever. That's what they're doing. In one way you say, okay, that's technology. In another way you say, oh no, the more advanced this technology becomes, the more possibilities of everything you say being recorded, taped for future play somewhere, and it might be where you don't want it. It's like this conversation that I had with somebody over the weekend. Remember the days when you just had a voicemail, you know, a machine. So you had to come home and listen to it. That's the only way you would have gotten that message. Now we are walking messages. There's just no way you can claim you didn't get a message. And with the ways you can plug in your phone and power sources, everything is accessible like it wasn't before. So our excuses are shrinking. That we didn't know, that we didn't hear the message, that we couldn't get back. And definitely cell phones and power goes off. Trust me, I know, it's always the worst time for me. But the more small, convenient power sources there are to plug into, the less chance that people buy what you're trying to sell them. So, drones zeroing in on what you're doing, it makes me a little nervous. And certainly I don't want to get tickets from a drone. I hate the idea of any patrols that way. But that's also becoming a very common thing in certain cities where they're not necessarily fighting that. Because that privacy thing, how much privacy would you really want to give up for security? And do you have to? Do we have to pose it that way? Do you have to give that up? I think it's a slippery slope, and I hate that word, but it's the best way to describe it. The more freedoms, the more that you give up, the more you give back, the tougher it is to reclaim it. Especially in this country, it's very tough once you give away a chunk of yourself. Once it's out there, it's out there. And it's very, very tough to reel it back in. So the drones, it all comes back down to the drones. How far is too far in using them? Ask the guy who cheated on his wife and then had to give away half of his fortune. And they supposedly do use them a lot in those circumstances. I would think that, you know, somebody told me one time, you want to learn something, look up. So maybe there is something to that. Look up and make sure no drone is following you and you're actually okay. Last one here. As we get ready to toss it to the other side, we have Week in Count and Mailbag and all of that great stuff coming up for the rest of this hour. But how about Netanyahu defending himself and Israel on what happened in Gaza on the tube? He appealed for sympathy for Israelis under siege, he says, from militant rockets. As you could hear warning sirens and then an all-clear signal punched out. Going after Hamas, hard and heavy. Unfortunately, they use people in their area as human shields, so too many die as a result of that. So the Israeli Prime Minister knows that he has a little bit of a PR nightmare on his hands. Stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The mailbag. Boy, once again over the weekend, overwhelmed with the amount of people who sent emails. Most of the emails had to do with the crisis at the border. No surprise. So without further ado, let's check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
First one here from Joe, listening to us in the great state of Texas. And Joe says, Kate, I'll tell you what, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I really don't think I'm going to switch parties. I don't like the Republicans. I don't like the Democrats. I don't like anyone anymore. I'm tired of the rigmarole of what's happening in Washington when it comes to immigration. You've said it a few times. I've listened to your show, and I've heard you talk about the fact that there were laws in the books. They weren't enforced, so this is what we get. Unfortunately, we all pay the price. Get ready, folks. Hang on to your wallets, because you're going to have to open them up in the end. What do you think is going to happen with the president's request for the $3.7 billion? Thanks, Kate. $3.7 billion, I'm saying I thought it was going to go through because, listen, it's sort of a no-win situation in a way for the Republicans with the midterm elections coming up, with the especially the border states really crippled by what they're seeing in trying to process the amount of kids especially coming over. But the Republicans are really amping up, at least if you listen to what most of them are saying, to not vote for it, to vote down the request to help fix what's happening at the border. So if he doesn't get it passed, if it doesn't go through the additional money, then you know, what happens. I mean, at this point, I think it seems like a lot of the illegal immigrants that are coming in, or some of them at least, that are being dumped off, are kind of moving into whatever areas and not coming back for these so-called hearings. I mean, really, there's no other way to describe it than chaos and a lot of confusion. Here's another one from Tommy in Austin, and Tommy says, Kate, I've lived in Texas my whole life. I've traveled all over the place, but I have never seen anything like it. I lived in Germany for 2 years. It was a blast, but trust me, if I wanted to just find myself trying to stay there, make a living, and be under the wire, it might be pretty tough. I have a feeling they'd find me. Nobody has any problems with telling people no in other countries. Why are we all such saps? Well, here's the thing. It's because we're a nation of immigrants, right? So then you use the argument, how can you deny people who desperately need help? But the problem is, I don't think we're denying people who desperately need help. We're overrun with those people. And we have the legal channel. So you have all these people who have done everything they can to jump through the legal hoops. And now they're being pushed back because of the untenable amount of people who are coming here illegally. You know, so those numbers are decreasing, the numbers of the people who are waiting in line, who have done all the paperwork, who are trying just to get through to get into the United States and maybe become a U.S. citizen. It's really, really tough, other than certain work visas, but then it depends on the job, depends on the person and applying to get citizenship. But it's a mess. I've already said that again. It's a mess. So like I mentioned at the top, a lot of you wanted to talk about immigration. This is the buzz in the backyard because it affects everybody, whether it affects you personally or it affects someone you know or just watching it and infuriating you as an American as to, okay, what are we doing? How do we solve this? We can't keep saying the same things. I mean, how many times do we keep hearing, we have to secure the border, we have to secure the border, we have to secure the border? Okay, we know it, so let's secure the border. Let's do it. Let's secure the border. All right, let's turn to something different. This one from Jake, also listening to us in Austin. And Jake says, Kate, did you watch the World Cup? How about Germany beating Argentina? Wow. No score. Then we have to go into what you would call, as I've heard you say it, extra time. And, man, they were able to do it. I think it was pretty exciting for the Germans anyway. I think the people from Argentina were absolutely stunned. Maybe they thought it was going to be an easy time for them. I'm not sure. I don't know if they thought it was going to be an easy time. I don't think they thought it was going to be an easy time. Germany is world class. This is their fourth World Cup. So I think they expected a fight, and a fight it was. There's a lot of defensive action on both sides of this, not a lot of opportunities to score. Or they were missed when there was opportunities to score. There were some good chances, but then, you know, balls were shot wide or missed the mark or, you know, whatever. So it's interesting because the last time the two squared off, Argentina and Germany, it was in, I want to say, 1990. And then in the 80s, they did a two and each took one. And then in the cup meetings in the quarters in 2006 and 2010, but Germany's been able to win all of those. So this was a pretty physical matchup. And Germany was a tough team heading into this. A lot of people picked Germany to be there at the end, to be competing for it. And sure enough, they absolutely were. In fact, they controlled the ball for a lot of the game, if you watch any of it. All right, so they win it, like I said, 1-0, and that's it. That's the end of World Cup. Boy, it seems like it was going on forever, doesn't it? Okay, let's go to another one here. This one from Patrick, who's listening to us in Florida, and he says, hello, America, tonight. Hello, Kate Delaney. I've been paying close attention to what's been happening in the Middle East, and I've got to tell you, boy, you know, of all the areas, and we could pick any. We could pick what's going to happen in Afghanistan. We could pick ISIS and Iraq. And then we could look at the Syrian situation, which now kind of is not talked about quite as much. And then, of course, Pakistan and Yemen. And you call it quicksand. I say it's quicksand on steroids. It's pretty precarious, and I think it's pretty precarious for all of us. I don't think we can completely ignore what's happening because I think that there is a growing again, mantra to go after the West. So we, in no way should we think that we're safe from what happens with the nuts and the jihadists as they continue to recruit in all these different places that I mentioned in the Middle East. What do you think? I agree. I don't think that we can afford to do that at all. And I don't think that we're doing it. It's a question of, it's like with the drone wars. We get pummeled for using the drones and you shouldn't use the drones. But frankly, if it's effective and we're picking off people that way, I'm sorry. I think the drones work then, right? The problem in Iraq is how deep do we go? What's going to happen? Because we left in 2011. I mean, we can only do so much there. Let's hope that some of that subsides, but I think that this was inevitable that was going to happen in Afghanistan. They don't have a president yet. They just agreed to an audit of that election, and that's significant because how can we have a bilateral agreement when there's no leader in place? When there's no leader in place, we can't is the answer to that. So we're waiting. We're in a holding pattern there. It's very, very frustrating. And then you see what's happening with Israel and Netanyahu, once again, exploding at the Gaza Strip, and Netanyahu and Israel saying anything they have to do to stop Hamas, whatever they have to do. They have ground troops in Gaza right now. So, yeah, the hopscotch in the Middle East, whatever we want to call it, yeah, it's not stopping, and we have to be concerned, at least keeping our eye on, okay, what's our move, what do? How are we involved in this, and how does this affect Americans? Here's one that we got from Lionel. And Lionel says, Kate, I've listened to you for a long time. This is actually, I think, the first time I have ever written you here on America Tonight. I used to listen to you in New York. It was a lot of fun. I have a question for you. Did you pay attention to what they have been saying in the Ukraine? I think you had somebody on mentioning that the Ukraine is starting to really fight back. Isn't that interesting? Because so much of the focus seems to be off that area. And now it looks like there's more solidarity, so perhaps Russia's not going to take over as much as so many of us thought. Yeah, they were saying that what did I read the other day? Something that happened over the weekend. Russia's foreign ministry said that a Ukrainian shell hit a Russian border town. Of course, that's what they're using. It's saying that it killed one person and injured a couple of others, but the Ukraine denies that they did that. They didn't do anything in the Russian territory. Putin said he was concerned about the incident. Anything coming out of Russia quoted the president as saying, and Russia's foreign ministry, that this is a provocation and there could be the possibility of what they called irreversible consequences. So what does that mean? That means it just tries to give them more reason, trumped up or not, to go after the people, continue to go after the people in the Ukraine. So I don't think by any stretch of the imagination that whole thing is over, but it's a question of, you know, what happens next? Are they kind of backing out? They got the Crimea. Are they looking for a couple of other places where they can plant their flag, the Russians, so to speak, or not? You know, it's interesting. I was just thinking this when the World Cup wrapped up. It just came to the top of my mind that Putin's nation is going to host the 2018 World Cup. So how about that? And he was actually in Rio de Janeiro for the ceremony there on Sunday. So 2018, it's in Russia. We got to do something. We have a bunch of stadiums. How do we reuse them? I don't know. All right, one quick one here. This one from Jeff. He says, hello, America Tonight. Love the quick movie review that you do heading into the weekend. I heard you talking about Planet of the Apes and about recycling things that work. And Planet of the Apes, I think the Dawn movie is pretty good. I went to see it with my kids, so maybe I'm a little biased. I was looking at it kind of through their eyes. They loved it. I would give it a thumbs up. Pretty entertaining, not completely devoid of a plot. There's my cheat movie review. Yeah, I got one for you too. Planet of the Apes, I'm going to say thumbs up if you want to go see it in the theater, but you could wait for streaming. Not bad. It does have a little bit of a plot, I agree. I went a couple of days ago, so I saw it on the weekend as well. If you have something to say, easy to do, send us an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact. Bada bing, you...
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Numbers here on America Tonight. Well, it's about the numbers anywhere. And boy, do we have a lot of numbers to count, including some box office receipts and something a lot more serious coming out of the Vatican. Time for another edition of We Can Count. So Pope Francis says about 2% of the Catholic clergy are pedophiles. This is a big pronouncement, saying that that's what's happened in the Catholic Church. He says that abuse of children was like leprosy infecting the church. He vowed to confront it with the severity it demands. How about that? It was just a quote in the newspaper, but then they were arguing whether that really corresponded or not. Was there some ambiguity in it somewhere? He wants to show more compassion towards church teaching than his predecessor, but then there's some problems as how it is ultimately interpreted, they're saying. I mean, this was the interview. Pope Francis was quoted as saying that 2% was the estimate that came from advisors. It would represent about 8,000 priests out of a global number of 414,000. 414,000. And the gist of it was that it's a big problem. It's, you know, it exists. and they need, it'll need time, but the solutions are there, and he says he's going to find them, and let's hope. Because, of course, with the Catholic Church, this has been the blight on the church, and should be, has been now for a long time, but particularly in the last decade, as more of these stories have come to light, and there were more lawsuits and whatnot filed, that certainly has made a very, very big difference. And good for any of the people that come forward, because that should never have happened in the first place, of course. And it's good that it's out there and that some of these priests have just been excommunicated, because too many of them, frankly, were re-racked and sent to other parishes. This is a terrible story, and I read this over the weekend, so I apologize for this. It fits into the numbers story, and it's worth mentioning because we've seen this pop up a couple of times. I know it happened in Texas a couple of years ago, but a rare brain-eating amoeba killed a 9-year-old girl from Johnson County. Haley Yust, her name was. She was an avid skier, and she died a couple of days ago. It's that freshwater thing where you get water up your nose, and apparently she had been in a lot of fresh water. She was skiing a bunch in 4 days, and symptoms usually appear 5 days after: headache, fever, nausea, stiff neck, confusion, and that's exactly what happens where you get that stagnant water. And so people in Kansas want to know about this, and they say, listen, it can't be transferred from person to person. It's just a very rare thing, a very sad thing that happened, but it still is incredibly rare, and you got to really feel for her parents who did nothing but take their kids skiing and having fun in the summertime. Who's thinking that's going to happen? I remember the parents of the boy that happened to a couple of years ago in Texas. They were just as stunned, where they just went swimming in a lake, and same thing, he got the water up his nose, and it was that rare thing, and he got all those symptoms and didn't live very long after that. Just, awful. It has to be terrible for those parents who can't beat themselves up. It is a freak, strange thing that happens. It's rare. It's just that now we're hearing some of these stories, and I guess when you hear them, the thing to take into account is look at the water, look at how stagnant it is. If it's hot and it's not, so the water's not cool and it feels sauna-ish and all of that, maybe there's something to it. Maybe you just avoid it. It's not even being suggested, because how do you can't 100% prevent that. But maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's something to, look for. Because otherwise, how do you, what is it that you can possibly do to combat it? Because really, there is no great answer to this story. And I guess that's the problem. All right, we continue here on We Can Count. And let's look at another one that ultimately I saw over the weekend. And over the weekend is the time when we all run, well, they don't all run, some of us grab a movie, especially over the summertime. Might be the time that you decide, I got to go catch a live movie. I can't just stream everything once in a while or get these videos from the library or whatever it is you do. But Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, bigger than expected weekend. I went to see it with my nephew and brother and husband, and it was packed. We were lucky to get seats. It was jammed, and it raked in $104.1 million. How about that? $104.1 million. They didn't expect that. I think they expected that it would do well, but not as well as it did. In fact, I think the overall, what they were hoping for was somewhere in the 70s. If they could get, 70 million something, but it was way bigger than that. And I think this is coming off of, a holiday weekend, and the conversation about the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, there was a lot of publicity for it, maybe, and kids, especially boys off for the summertime, maybe going to see it, but it was a mixed bag. I saw, in our theater, it was a giant theater. I actually saw a lot of, I saw some kids, but I definitely saw plenty of adults, too, so it wasn't just limited to kids going to see it. I think across the board, there was interest in it. I don't think it was just one demographic, and part of that could be nostalgia, people who saw all the original Planet of the Apes. So then you kind of bring them in, then you bring in the younger crowd. It's probably just that, a combination of the mix of it. most likely. Let's move to a different thing. Whistleblowers. You want to talk about the buzz in the backyard. Whistleblowers are either treated like celebrities or scum. It just depends on who they're blowing the whistle on, how they were treated around it, what they did for a living, all that kind of stuff. So at least 80% of all audio calls, not just metadata, are recorded and stored in the U.S. That's according to whistleblower William Biney, who said that's the totalitarian mentality, that the ultimate goal of the NSA is to have, he says, to have population control. He's one of the highest level whistleblowers that ever came out of the whole NSA thing. Remember, we talked to somebody also who was a whistleblower about that, about what happened, and he had plenty to say along those same lines. But he was a code breaker against the Soviets during the Cold War. He resigned after September 11th. He was disgusted by Washington's move toward mass surveillance. You know, he said he had enough. And he spoke at a conference in London organized by the Center for Investigative Journalism, and he revealed the extent of the surveillance programs unleashed by the Bush and Obama administrations, and said that there's so much more at the core of this that people didn't realize as they were hearing some of the Snowden stuff, that there were other things that that happened that haven't been talked about. But trust me, it was going on. And he resigned after September 11th because he had had enough and had been there for such a long period of time. Let's move on to hundreds. Hundreds have been actually sent to Chicago. And when I say hundreds have been sent to Chicago, what am I talking about? I'm talking about these kids at the border. And where are they going? Everybody, after what happened in Arizona and trying to find places for them that they can stay, the Department of Health and Human Services has brought about 450 unaccompanied kids, they call them UACs, unaccompanied alien children, to Chicago, and they put them under the care of a group called Heartland Alliance, and they're an anti-poverty organization in the Midwest, and they're being held at several different locations in Chicago at this point, and the hope is that they're going to be able to process them a lot faster, and trying to determine whether or not the minors that they have criminal histories before illegally coming into the United States, because remember, then that's automatically, boom, you're out. And they're letting the embassies know, they're trying to do background checks, they're trying to get this through as fast as possible. So I guess it's just, where can we find space? Space is so much at a premium, and we don't have places to put all these kids, so where can we put them? And if you're talking about the Midwest, we're off the bases someplace else, then that's what's starting to happen. All right, so thanks for listening to this edition of America Tonight.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.